KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, windy, and 39 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Winds out of the west at 24, gusting up to 31 miles per hour. A wind advisory is in effect for most of the listing area until midnight tonight. You can expect winds out of the west-northwest at 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 55. Could see some tree damage and power outages as a result of those trees falling. In the vicinity of the strongest winds and driving will be difficult, so do drive with caution, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. In Western Iowa news, a single vehicle accident Thursday afternoon on Interstate 80 just west of Avoca resulted in a Council Bluffs woman being sent to a hospital. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of the vehicle, 19-year-old Brittany Walker, was taken to Murtu Hospital in Harlan by Avoca Rescue. A report on her condition was not available. Officials say Walker, who was wearing her seatbelt, was traveling west at around 3:40 p.m. and had attempted to pass another vehicle when she lost control of her car. The vehicle entered the north ditch and hit the face of a guardrail head-on. Deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and crews from Avoca Rescue assisted the patrol at the crash site. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man wanted on warrants for two counts of possession with the intent to deliver has turned himself in. 18-year-old Drew Henry Miller of Atlantic appeared at the Cass County Jail Wednesday and was arrested on the felony warrants. Miller remained held in the jail Thursday on $7,000 bond. A traffic stop at around 7:45 p.m. Thursday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Villisca. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's 40-year-old Daniel Elmer Bright of Villisca was placed under arrest for driving while license revoked due to a previous OWI. Bright was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs say one person suffered minor injuries during an assault and robbery last night. Authorities said 30-year-old Johnny Rowland of Bellevue, Nebraska, was treated at the scene of the incident by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue personnel. Rowland and witnesses told police that Rowland was outside of an apartment at 901 North 35th Street in Council Bluffs at around 10:20 p.m. Thursday when he was confronted by three black men. The suspects assaulted Rowland using their hands, feet, and bottle, and during the assault, Rowland had his wallet stolen. The suspects fled the scene in a white Chevy SUV. If you have any information about that incident that might help authorities, you can call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Kansas was arrested early Thursday morning after trying to evade a deputy. Authorities said at around 3 a.m., 69-year-old James Bernard Zimmerman of Olathe, Kansas, was traveling 82 miles per hour in a 55 zone on Highway 92 near 270th Street. When a Pott County deputy tried to stop the 1996 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, Zimmerman turned south onto 275th in an attempt to evade the deputy. He stopped his car on the 1400 block of 275th and was placed under arrest for failure to have a license. Zimmerman was also cited for speeding. A central Iowa man is accused of trying to abduct a child in western Iowa. Ottawa police responded to a call Wednesday afternoon about a man who attempted to abduct a young girl. Witnesses provided a description of the vehicle, which an Iowa State Patrol trooper saw south of Ottawa on Interstate 29. The trooper arrested the driver, 56-year-old Jeff Lee Altmeyer of Ankeny. Altmeyer is charged with enticing a minor, impersonating a public official, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Also in Western Iowa news, a man who led the Sioux City Diocese for nearly a decade has been elected by U.S. bishops to be the top Catholic leader in the country. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo will be president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops for 3 years.
Pray for me, and let's together move ahead in the vision of mercy that Pope Francis has given us.
DiNardo was the bishop of the Sioux City Catholic Diocese from 1997 to 2006. He's currently the leader of the Galveston, Houston, Texas Archdiocese. DiNardo was flying to Rome after the U.S. bishops concluded their meeting in Baltimore Thursday, but he hopes to meet with President-elect Donald Trump when he returns. DiNardo says when considering immigration policy and civil rights issues under a Trump administration, he'll stress the church's call to respect the human person in our midst. The U.S. bishops have also chosen DiNardo's successor. It'll be Mexican-born cardinal who became a U.S. citizen 21 years ago. In our funeral announcements, Richard Dick Maddox, age 77 of Erling and formerly of Shelby, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Richard Maddox will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Yvonne Greenwalt of Phoenix, Arizona and formerly of Atlantic died October 29th. Memorial services for Yvonne Greenwalt will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died November 10th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bryce Wayne Albright, age 17, of Shelby, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Bryce Albright will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the AHSDW School in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Gilbert Hare, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Gilbert Hare will be tomorrow at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died November 8th in Omaha. A memorial service for Eileen Smith will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland, with a reception with the family to follow, also at the community building. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died November 11th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be held November 26th at 10 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.